I've got Tanya Ashman here. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
So we're here to talk about the Trade Secrets for High Performance Homes breakfast tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning.
No, Wednesday week, 25th.
Oh, good.
25th. It's all good. People have got time to organise themselves.
Because I was thinking this is going to replay on the wrong, too late.
No.
But it's not. Okay, good. All right, so this is next Wednesday, 25th of June, like it says on the poster. I should have read the poster. And what is this about exactly?
Well, it's fun with Community Energy Whangaroa, which I've come along in past times to introduce.
Yep.
So Community Energy Whangaroa, local organisation. They are a charity, and their purpose is, it's a long purpose, so just hang in there. To empower whaingaroa with local renewable energy, energy-efficient homes and community-led solutions to reduce energy hardship, lower carbon emissions and build climate resilience. That's a big task, isn't it?
And you guys have just taken that all on by yourselves.
Well, there's lots of other people out there doing good stuff and organisations. So what one of those work streams is called building healthier homes, and under that we have this Trade Secrets for High Performing Homes, and it's a breakfast just for tradies out at Rangatahi. Ian Mays, who is an ex-builder, eco-design advisor, home performance advisor, got heaps and heaps of experience on the practical side and also the science backing and the rationales backing up what we can do in our new builds and our retrofits to really get good efficiency out of the money we are investing, but also get high performance out of that as well, or good, quality performance.
Yeah, so a lot of these ideas don't have to cost that much money if you get the planning right.
Yeah. Get it from the start if you can, and also understand little things. Now, I'm not a builder. I'm just sort of thinking about things that Ian Mays has been talking about. For example, ventilation, extraction of moisture. So we all know Healthy Home Standards is about having good moisture extraction in the kitchen and in the bathroom. But behind the scenes for the plumbers and the builders, behind the scenes there's a few things just to really keep an eye out for. And that's that tubing that we use, that New Zealand uses. It's not so common to use that corrugated type tubing because that actually slows all those convoluted.
It's not a smooth surface.
So it actually really slows the flow of air. So just little things like that, like designing where you're going to put that, trying to make it as straight as possible.
Okay.
So it's all those sorts of tips
and understanding
the rationales behind them. Yeah. So that's what Ian Mays is going to be talking about, and he's also going to be giving the rationale of why we should be doing this little bit of extra, how it affects the health of the home and the health of the occupants, also reduces the ongoing cost of running the home, which everyone thinks, which is so hard for builders or tradies. They give a quote and the person buying it's really restricted in money and they're going to go for the cheapest one. But with a bit of knowledge, you can actually say, I know this is cheaper, but just for a little bit more, you'll gain these benefits.
Yeah,
and the health benefits and the running cost benefits.
I mean, some of this is information that designers should have a look at.
Yeah, we're inviting designers as well,
because I know this is stuff I used to do, and I'm not an expert like Ian is, but I have looked at it, and I'm very confident that I could design a house in New Zealand that would not need heating.
Yeah,
it is possible. We're only a temperate climate.
Yeah,
we don't live in the desert with huge extremes. We don't live in the South Pole. We don't live in the tropics. Like, we could design a house that would just not really need that. And you like having a fireplace.
Yes,
you might do that, but yeah, it can be done.
It can be,
and it relatively easily just with the way it's about facing the right way and having windows in the right places and the right floor materials.
And the
house will cost exactly the same to build, but it will cost a lot less to live in.
a lot less and not have the health issues.
Mm. Yeah, or just be cold, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you talk about healthy homes, like, are you also talking about toxic things as well?
Oh, I'm actually not too sure, but that would be a good question. Ian really does talk about some of the toxic materials we use. Yeah.
How to build and retrofit homes that are truly warm, dry, and energy efficient. Okay, so that kind of...
It's more on that line. Ian is...
He can answer those questions.
Yeah, he can answer those questions about replacing some of our materials.
Okay, and tell us how you're bribing people to come to this.
That's a good way of putting it. We are.
Listen up, bribing tradies.
So we've got it at Rangatahi because there's lots of tradies out there at the moment.
Yeah.
We're having it early in the morning because tradies are used to getting up in the morning, and we're having it from
7 o'clock
start, and it finishes at 7:45, so you can still get back on your site to do the work. Yep, 7:45, 8:45 it finishes. And so everyone can get back on site really quickly. And while you're listening to Ian Mays, there's going to be a barbecue breakfast. So hot food, throw it into a barbecue bun, and you can munch on that while Ian is talking.
And there's a $250 Mitre 10 voucher.
Thank you. So, yeah.
Only one. There's not one for everybody.
Not one for everybody, no. Pretty good. That was supplied by Mammoth. Insulation.
They're
providing that, and it's a Mitre 10 gift voucher. So that's really, really good. And the and I've also got to put a call out for our amazing sponsors. So Rangatahi are giving us the space at the hut. Ray White has also sponsored the breakfast. Foursquare have sponsored the breakfast. Top Cut Butchery. Also Mammoth have given the gift vouchers, and Well Energy Trust have been supporting us as a funder.
Okay. Thank you, people, for helping out. And for the, if you guys don't know Ian, he's just fun to listen to as well.
He's quite entertaining.
Yeah, it will not be dry. That's the house will be dry, but the speaker less so. So that's not very – I thought that was going to be funny when I said it, but it wasn't.
No, he's good to listen to.
Yeah, so we'll just remind you, 25th of June, 7 o'clock to 8:45 at the Hut in Rangatahi, and it's Trade Secrets for High Performance Homes for all you tradies out there. And anyone, do you have to be a tradie?
No, you don't have to be a tradie.
Do you have to show your tradie pass at the door?
Not at all. So if you're thinking of doing a bit of renovating or a new build, you're welcome.
But you guys all have other stuff as well for homeowners, don't you?
Yes.
I've got another poster here.
Yeah.
Do you just want to mention that?
Okay, I'd love
just
to.
Just very briefly. Add that in there.
So alongside this work that we're doing for the education for tradies, we're also doing for homeowners and tenants free home energy checks. So this is free with a community services card or referral from your doctor or any community service.
Yes.
And we go in and do a free home energy check. We give you some cost-saving tips. And there's a whole heap of resources that you may be able to have to help your house be warm and healthy, like draft stoppers, temporary secondary glazing, that plastic stuff you can put on and with a air dryer to make it all taut so it looks nice and tidy. Yeah. Draft excluders, low shower heads, low flow shower heads. There's quite a variety of things there. And we've got Mike Wood and Manu Moana are our main home performance advisors and builders, and they'll be coming out and chatting with you. So all you need to do is contact us to find out more.
Okay, so that's as people just look up Community Energy Whangaroa on whatever they look up on. Is that enough?
They can look that up or go to connect at cewh.org.nz.
That's the email. And we forgot to mention for the tradies breakfast as RSVP.
Yes, but we won't turn you away at the door.
Don't tell them that.
Oh,
Now they won't do it.
Oh,
please
sorry.
Help them out. Help them out. Otherwise, they won't
help them out because you might miss out on breakfast. We don't know how many.
There won't be enough sausages.
Yeah. And it is looking like a really good breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, you've seen the menu.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, Tanya, thank you for coming in. We've just been talking to Tanya Ashman from Community Energy Whangaroa. Have a good rest of the day, Tanya.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again in the future, no doubt.